Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. We are seeing Bitcoin trading a little lower right now, down about 2.7%, below that $50,000 handle. The price action could get even choppier as lawmakers reconvene in Washington. Debate over crypto regulation expected to heat up, especially around the infrastructure bill. Let's bring in Nick Day. He is CoinDesk Managing Editor, Global Policy and Regulation. Nick, it's great to talk to you today. We're talking about the infrastructure bill, certainly a lot of other things that are likely to come to the table in this session, but let's start with where things stand on that front, because those who were in favor of a little more clarity on that front certainly didn't get it with the bipartisan infrastructure bill that passed the Senate. What are you watching in terms of the House debate?
Hi, thanks for having me. Yeah, the infrastructure bill has kind of been the key focus for much of the industry over the past month, and the House is expected to vote on the overall package at the end of September. So I think what we're really looking for right now is to see whether or not there's any movement at all in the markup process when the lawmakers look at possibly modifying the bill. As of right now, I don't think we're expecting anything. Nancy Pelosi is not going to allow amendments. So it does not appear that there will be any changes to the crypto tax provision in particular, but the industry is still hoping that, either by adding some language during the markup process or by, maybe introducing some clarifying amendments in a different bill, they can kind of mitigate the impact that the crypto tax revisions expected to have, particularly on companies that don't provide transaction services to customers.
Along those lines, we've heard Senator Toomey, who's, of course, the ranking member of the Senate Banking Committee, reportedly putting out a call, sort of soliciting proposals on regulation. Number one, how to protect investors, but also how to support the development of the blockchain as well as crypto. What are you hearing on that front in terms of the types of proposals that are likely to come out, or at least those that a lot of investors are going to be looking for?
Yeah, I think, the big question that the industry's had over the past couple of years is really, is there a specific federal regulator that has oversight of some of these products? And if not, what's the correct framework to be looking at this? So I think whatever Senator Toomey gets, it might, a lot of it might just touch on, should the SEC be specifically regulating, exchanges, for example? Should it be the CFTC? Is there a spot market regulator? And then that kind of ties into the customer protection questions as well, because, right now exchanges kind of operate on a state-by-state basis using money transmission laws, but there's no single federal regulator that oversees a lot of these same issues. So, that's really where all the questions come from. And, a lot of the exchange costs for their part are dependent on whether or not they want to operate in a specific state. And therefore, will they put the effort and money into securing a license and setting up whatever infrastructure they need and building up operations in each location that they want to go to?
Outside of the U.S., it's really been interesting to see adoption, especially in emerging markets, developing countries. We've got this latest headline coming out of Cuba regulating crypto for commercial purposes. What more can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Cuba's central bank, announced that they introduced a resolution to authorize potential, virtual asset transactions and possibly license virtual asset service providers. So it seems like Cuba's central bank is really, following the Financial Action Task Force, the Intergovernmental Financial Transaction Watchdog, that has for years now asked for different financial regulators to create specific rules around crypto exchanges and what their transactions can look like. So, the virtual asset service provider language is from FATF, and Cuba seems to be complying. It basically implies that they're going to be looking specifically for, KYC data and to ensure that there's no money laundering going on using cryptocurrencies.
Nick Day, CoinDesk Managing Editor, Global Policy and Regulation. It's good to talk to you today. I appreciate you stopping by.